Hey, everybody. It is Sunday, November 29th, and I hope you all had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I know it's been a few days since I have gotten a new podcast out, but that is okay because there is a ton of stuff we got to cover today. Tons. So I've been catching up all day yesterday and today on a bunch of things that have been going on. And Lynn Wood just posted up a judge's order in Georgia this afternoon. It just came out. So I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. I've got news from Sidney Powell. We've got news from General Flynn, General McInerney, like just so much has happened in the last several days. So a couple of bunch of stuff we need to talk about today and cover. So I'm going to kind of jump in. I'm going to be a little bit more, kind of all over the place today because there's just so many different pieces of the puzzle that I want to fit in here. You know, I am on some level so happy that I'm actually recording these because I feel like now we are in such an interesting time and there are some crazy and interesting things that are happening right now in this country. And I'm kind of glad that I'm recording these a little bit for maybe historical purposes for my kids later on. They're certainly aware of what's going on, but not super involved in it like I have been the last couple of weeks. So a couple of interesting things. So I did make a post Parler a couple of days ago just saying, hey, you know, if we happen to have the data from the servers in Germany, then why are we just not letting that information and those election results out and call it a day? And I tried to tag in that Parler post General Flynn and Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell and a whole bunch of others. And the post wouldn't let me post. It was really interesting. When I took all their names out, it did let me post. So I did post that up there a couple days ago. And what's interesting is this morning, General Flynn dropped the an article about the raw data dump from Virginia, which is where I live. And if you've listened to any of my other podcasts, you know full well, I know without a doubt that Virginia went back red, because it always has been, except for this last election, the election cycle right before this one. So what I'm telling you is it was absolutely amazing. Anyway, long story short is somebody had shared the code of all of the transactions that happened from the JSON database that goes to the New York Times on election night. Somebody went in and did the analysis, and literally in the middle of the night, Trump lost votes and then things kind of got rejiggered and then Biden wound up winning. It's crazy. And this article actually has it in there. I'll post it again, as always, show notes down below. I'll post it down in the show notes below. The link to the article, you can go read it yourself, look at the data yourself. It's fascinating, but actually Trump wound up winning Virginia by 56, I think 0.4% of the votes here in Virginia. It keeps coming up because Rudy Giuliani mentioned it in the Pennsylvania hearings last week, which were Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving. I talked about that in the last post I did, or the last, yeah, episode, it would be 9, because this is episode 10 already. Episode 9, you'll find that in there too, but it's fascinating. So he's mentioned it a couple times. Other people have mentioned it, and all of us here on the ground know full well. We know full well, without a doubt, at a gut level, that Trump won Virginia. And this article now basically kind of seals that deal. So it'll be very curious to see what happens with that, if there actually are any investigations here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, because Trump won by a pretty big landslide. And then that then also begs the question of what happened with the down ballots, because we had a phenomenal U.S. senator candidate who ran for, obviously, for U.S. Senate against Mark Warner, Daniel Gade. He's fantastic, and he lost. And our local U.S. House rep, who's Alicia Andrews, absolutely fantastic as well, female Marine, actually Marine veteran, and she lost. But my question really is, did she really, and did he really? So we'll see what winds up coming from this, right? Like, this is how crazy things are right now. So there's Virginia. We'll wait and see. I don't know even what the next steps are. I did forward the article on to a GOP lawyer that I've worked with. I worked with on election day for some polling location issues at my precinct. So we'll see what winds up happening, but that's a thing. So we'll see what's going on with that. By the way, Virginia is 13 electoral votes for whatever that, you know, for whatever that matters at this point in time. So, okay. So that's that. It's Sunday. I want to say Friday it was. General Flynn did his first interview since he was pardoned on Wednesday, which was phenomenal news, phenomenal news. And that interview, which again, I'm going to post down below, was a bombshell interview with Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, General McInerney, who I've talked about before on, they were both interviewed on a podcast or a show hosted by Brannon Howes. And I'm going to put the link down there. This people is the best 1 hour and 10 minutes you're going to spend this week, or you would have spent this last week on a podcast. You got to listen to it. It's phenomenal. Listen to the whole thing. General Flynn kicks it off with lots of interesting bombshells in that. And then General McInerney follows right up with it. And the woman who's also interviewed on this, is all three of them are phenomenal people and give us incredible information. So General Flynn has been talking about the fact that, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on and there's a lot of things to watch, and that there is a direct line for President Trump to win and come out the winner of this election as he was, and that he won by a landslide. He kept confirming that. I will tell you that General McInerney was very interesting too. So a couple of things that we learned from him. Number one, the Kraken that Sidney Powell was referring to is actually the 305th battalion of the Army, and they do, I believe, like cybersecurity. And I have notes in here about this, and I'm like struggling to find them, so give me a second to pull that up. But they were actually the ones who raided in the servers in Germany, and the servers in Germany were at and managed by the CIA there. So number one, you've got the CIA running our election databases in a foreign country. So that's number one. General McInerney went on to be asked by Howe, were there any casualties in that? Or did the incident happen without without incident? Did the circumstances happen without incident? And his aunt, he kind of hemmed and hawed on that a little bit and said, I originally thought so, but now I'm getting information otherwise. Late last night, and again today, I have read reports that five Army personnel and one CIA agent were injured or killed in that raid in Germany. So I've seen the names actually posted as well in a post in Parler early this morning. So there actually now is U.S. against U.S. A skirmish between U.S. Army and CIA personnel overseas in Germany, with I believe five or six people dead and one person injured in that whole entire thing. I think those were the numbers I read this morning. And the five Army officers, that story was passed off as a helicopter crash. It was not disclosed as it being in Germany. So they were on a humanitarian mission somewhere in Africa. So we'll see. We'll see what winds up transpiring with all of this stuff. A lot of crazy stuff. You guys, I think what's getting ready to happen in general is we're going to start descending into the depths of the deep state. And I think a lot of people, especially faithful Trumpers that are that don't have a stomach for this stuff are really going to get stressed out by it. And if you're one of those people, I totally understand. Make sure that you're metering what you're taking in and just be wise about that. I know that the information can be overwhelming. I get there too. I totally understand. But the reality of it is we have to go down these rabbit holes and we have to plug them up. And we have got to out all of the bad players in all of this. And there are some people that are getting ready to get not only accused of, but indicted for some very, very major, very major crimes. I went over in a previous podcast, the initial April indictments from the Durham report, and there are some big ones in there, including, you know, conspiracy for treason and all kinds of other things, which carry very heavy, big, weighty penalties, including a couple of them in there include, you know, some of the biggest ones. So I just want to mention that in there too. All right. So we've got the Germany servers issue. We've got several stories that we're breaking this morning on Parler and a couple of other places about there being five guys in the Army, as well as one CIA operative or CIA officer, I'm not sure which, that was also killed in that whole entire skirmish. And Sidney Powell just posted up in actually on Twitter, I believe, but it posted here on Parler, which is where I saw it, that we all should be watching Lou Dobbs on Monday night, which would be tomorrow night, November 30th, for more information on the Kraken. So that is now definitively defined as the 305th Army Group Battalion. Their logo is a Kraken, and they are basically a cyber warfare, cybersecurity division within the Army. Now, what's really interesting is we also kind of saw last week, kind of under the radar, it did make some of the news organizations, but not a lot of them, that the president and the new head of the DOD, who is a former special forces guy, is now moving special forces as a direct line under him. So I think that was an interesting little tidbit of information. Why are we moving special forces now into a direct DOD director reporting structure? It was said that it was done to kind of realign with some directives from a couple of years ago, but the reality of it is the timing of it's quite interesting that all this has kind of transpired. So, you guys, all of that part said, there's a lot going on. There's a lot that's going to get dropped this week, an awful lot of information. This is kind of what I'm going to say, kind of the D-Day week of information and whatnot. We also have a couple of interesting lawsuits that are panning out, and judges' rulings that are panning out this week. On Friday or Saturday, the Pennsylvania judge ordered that the state legislature could seat the electoral voters for Pennsylvania, because it was in line with the state constitution. And I think that's a really huge, that's a huge one, because it'll bypass the governor and the head of elections. So that's a really interesting case you're going to want to be following for sure. The second one Lynn Wood just put out here, and I'm just now reading it, which essentially is down in Georgia, which basically says that, is it Timothy Batten, senior U.S. district judge in Georgia, just declared that Georgia folks need to stop destroying any of the election-related stuff. And they have been advised that they need to stop wiping and resetting the voting machines and whatnot. So they no longer can be doing that stuff either. And I think that was supposed to start tomorrow. So the judge said, nope, you're not doing that either. We're going to wait until we get this stuff squared away. So tomorrow they were supposed to start the cleaning of the election data and off those machines. And the judge said, no, you can't do that. So that order came today, by the way, which is a Sunday. So interestingly enough, Georgia's going to have to hold off on all that kind of stuff too. So that's a huge win for the Trump campaign and for Lynn Wood as well and all the work that they're doing. So it just kind of keeps rolling out here today. I'm telling you, this whole week is just going to be a roller coaster, people. Grab your popcorn, snuggle up on your couch, because this whole week is going to be nothing but, I think, very, very, very big news. One of the things you have to keep in mind in this whole process too, and I'm writing an article about this as well, is that just because a lot of these cases weren't being heard at the lower levels, what that tells me is one of two things is going on. Most likely, and all these cities are mostly Democrat-run cities, these judges were appointed by Democratic, president or others and elected into Democratic areas. And they don't want to put their necks out and be the one who shows favor to President Trump or his surrogates that are out there filing these lawsuits. Right. So if you're a judge in Philadelphia, for example, you're not going to be a lower level judge that's going to say, yeah, Trump campaign, go ahead. So you're going to find that a lot of the lower level judges and rulings are going to be against Trump or the Republicans or whoever is filing on their behalf early on in this process. What's going to wind up happening when they get up to the higher level courts is it's going to become much more of a constitutional issue that judges are going to be siding with the president or the president's surrogates on. And I think you're going to find that more and more. So that's what we're seeing now. We just saw that in Pennsylvania on Friday. We're seeing that today in Georgia. We're probably going to see it early this next week with several other things also. In addition to those kind of legal pieces with judge rulings, we've also got more hearings this week. So I believe tomorrow there's Arizona and Nevada are both going to be having hearings similar to the Pennsylvania one tomorrow and maybe Tuesday this coming week. So there's just so much to watch. It's just, it's unbelievable. In the meantime, President Trump had his first interview since the election with Maria Bartiromo on Fox this morning. And it was a great interview. And I'll tell you, I've talked to several friends since then to get people's take on it. And people are like, yeah, he wasn't as, rah-rah as I was expecting him to be, or he was a little bit more subdued than I was expecting. Let me tell you one of the best reads you'll ever do. Is find a clean version of Sun Tzu Art of War. It was written, I think the original tomes of it were written thousands of years ago, but it is brilliant, it's fast, it's really small, a brilliant book of just concepts. And I will tell you right now that the entire strategy for what's going on with President Trump and all these lawsuits is just brilliant Sun Tzu strategy. The president has been out golfing every weekend day since the elections, Saturday and Sunday, both days, every weekend so far. And I think this weekend he was out all three, Friday, Saturday, and I'm not sure if he's out today or not. I have to go back and look at my stuff to see. But I believe he was. So you guys, there is just so much going on. And there's so much that we don't really want to get involved. Like, we don't really need to know or get involved in. Like, we need to let the process play out. And at this point in time, we've all done our part to a pretty good degree, right? We've all been out there doing our pieces to get out the vote and whatnot beforehand. There are still a couple more things that you can certainly participate in, and I'm going to reiterate those and wrap up here. Number one is, I believe December 12th, there's another rally here in DC. So I encourage you to come to that if you'd like. My recommendation on that would be come early and leave early so that you're out of the city before the craziness ensues, because I believe by December 12th, things could wind up getting really hectic in the DC area. And I'll be honest with you, in particular, the stores and businesses all around the Black Lives Matter Square and around downtown DC have been boarded up for many months now, and they kind of let it go for a little bit over the summer and then they reboarded up. and they have not taken that stuff down. So it is just ripe for protesting. And I believe by December 12th, things are going to really be ramped up. So I would come, I definitely would come, show your support for the president, but make sure you're out by 3-ish. Okay, because it starts in the wintertime getting dark here by 4:30. So be out by 3-ish, be at the metro, go with groups of people, walk with groups of people, don't get isolated out from a, you know, from the rest of a group. I think that's important. So that's one piece of it. Secondly, there's a lot of different places where you can contribute to legal defense funds. So I highly recommend that you do that. And I believe you can just go to the Trump website. I think it's, I might, it's not trump.com because that's his businesses, but I'll find the website and I'll link it below. But a WinRed is always, if you find a direct a message that you get or an email and it sends you to a URL that's winred.com, that's where all campaign funds and everything kind of flow into. So that's a good one. And then Sidney Powell also has her own campaign or her own defense fund too. And I would support that 100%. So those are all good things. And you can find that on her website. You can just go to sidneypowell.com and I'm sure there's links on there for there too. Wow, you guys, wow. So here's what I think is going to wind up happening. I'm going to say I think this week is going to be filled with a lot of activity, a lot of moving parts. I may come in and do quicker, shorter posts this week just to kind of talk about things as they break and they're significant enough. I may wait for two things to break and then come in and bundle them together. But nonetheless, I think that if you're on Parler, you're going to be in really good shape to be following a lot of the things that are going on. And that's where I would go. I'm finding Lynn Wood in particular is posting in here very frequently. Sidney Powell is posting up in Twitter when she can and she's not blocked. So here's what I would tell you. If you go to her Twitter page and you can't see her stuff, it's probably because something's breaking and Twitter is blocking her. So that's a thing. So what happens is she then winds up, somebody else posts and then she retweets other people's stuff. And that's usually her stuff that she's retweeting, but it's a way that they're kind of working around the system. Also from time to time, those things also they get oftentimes, but a little bit delayed, get bumped into Parler as well. So by somebody, maybe General Flynn or somebody else. So a couple of really great things for you to take a look at. Just to recap, take a look at the Brandon, our Brannon House, it's H-O-W-S-E, Brannon, B-R-A-N-N-O-N, House, H-O-W-S-E. Again, I'll link the podcast below. You can take a look at that. It's not only Michael Flynn's part at the beginning, which is fascinating, but it's also General McInerney's stuff too. So be sure to check out the whole thing. There's bombshells all throughout it. So make sure you check that out. Also read some really interesting stuff about Facebook fact checkers today, which I'm going to save for a whole nother article or a whole nother podcast because, oh my God, it was a pretty big bombshell. But let me just put it to you this way. This whole campaign election thing, this is, and it's not even just the election piece. It's all this stuff going on with the COVID reporting. I find it incredibly ironic that we've got COVID spiking now, and that seems to be garnering all of the media attention away from any of this election stuff going on right now. It's almost like it's designed as a smokescreen to keep everybody distracted with the shiny thing while the real stuff is going on around the elections. Go figure. Right? It's insanity. Just insanity. All right, you guys. That's it. That's it for me for right now. I apologize for being kind of all over, but there was a lot of interesting disparate pieces of things popping over the last like 5 days. And I wanted to kind of give you the highlights. There's a lot more that's happened, but I think those are the big ones to pay attention to right now. As always, it's my goal here on Conservative Reality Check, just to be able to give you the Cliff Notes version of what's happening. So again, those are kind of the big buckets of stuff going on. I think this week's going to be a phenomenal week for us. I think the president is in really good shape to win. I am sticking with that message, not because I want it to be true, but because honestly, when you look at all the disparate pieces of information that are coming out right now, that is the puzzle. That's the puzzle picture that I believe is the truest. Is it going to be easy? No. The deep state is going to work very hard against us. And the deep state is everywhere right now. It's everywhere. So keep the faith. Enjoy the show this week. It's going to get crazy. And we're gonna start knowing a lot more interesting stuff coming up. I'm definitely going to be checking out tomorrow night, Lou Dobbs. I'm going to figure out what time he's on tomorrow. He's on Fox or Fox Business. I don't know what time tomorrow evening, but I'm going to find out. And I'm going to watch about the Kraken information, which would be the database information from Germany. So I believe that's what we want to be looking at. And I'm super excited about it because that's really the end all be all. And it kind of goes back to my post a couple of days ago about, hey, let's see that data. And guess what? I think it's coming out. So super excited. All right, you guys have a great one. Thanks.